This story happened in April, a week before Easter, several years ago. I was 17 years old back then. My parents were away for the weekend, so I invited my best friend Haley to come over for a sleepover. While waiting for Haley, I turned on the TV to pass the time. Suddenly, my dog Max barked at the door. Max was a friendly dog and rarely barked like that, so I was quite surprised. I opened the window curtain to look out. Gosh, there's a man right on the other side of the door. I couldn't see his face clearly because it was dark, but he was wearing dirty clothes and a bunny mascot on his head. His creepy look gave me a shiver. The stranger just stood there, facing the front door. Then, suddenly, he turned his head towards the window. Only then, I realized that he was holding a sharp axe in his hand. Our eyes met. I was so scared that I quickly closed the curtain. Then, the pounding from the man as well as Max's bark got even more fierce. The doorknob was twisted repeatedly, but since I had already locked it, he couldn't do anything but leave. I was still shivering, hugging Max behind the door. Just a few minutes later, I heard a car drive into my block. Luckily, it was Haley. She seemed so calm, so I asked,
"Did you meet anyone on the way home?"
Haley didn't understand what happened and shook her head. When I told her about it, she burst out laughing and said,
"Haha, you're such a coward. Maybe it's some Easter freaks trying to tease you."
Phew, maybe she was right. Haley brought a lot of snacks for the sleepover. We watched movies until late at night before going to bed. Before going to my room, I didn't forget to check the front door. Locked! But as soon as the TV was turned off, Haley turned to me. I listened. Gosh, the footsteps again. I looked at Haley, and she nodded, indicating she heard the same thing. The footsteps bounced from the back of the house. "He's heading to the kitchen door!" I trembled.
"Oh no. I was going to let Max out for a while and then lock the door. So I forgot. The kitchen door is not locked."
Fast as lightning, the shadow of Bunny's head appeared in the window. And just like that, the knob was turned and the door was wide open.
"Run upstairs now! Go, go!"
As I was frozen with fear, Haley shouted. I held the phone and carried Max to the bedroom. Haley and the Easter Freak were just a few steps away from me. My mind went blank. I dashed into the bedroom. When there was only the last step left, Haley tripped on the last step and fell to the ground. I was about to rush out when she jumped up and yelled,
"Lock the door! I'm going to your parents' room!"
I did as she said, latched the door, and also heard the door close from my parents' room. Trembling, I dialed 911.
"It's 911. What's your emergency?"
"Please help us. There's a murderer."
Then I suppressed my fear and read the home address to the operator. But at that moment, I heard Haley's voiceless scream. Only then did I remember, in this house, only my bedroom door had a lock. I heard an axe hitting the floor and Haley screaming for help and crying and screaming, but my whole body stiffened, unable to move. And then, everything fell into an eerie stillness. I could even hear my heart pounding in my chest.
Rum, I'm going to die. I'm going to die. No!
The door to my room suddenly attacked. I accidentally turned on the speaker to hear,
"The police will be at your address in a minute. Try to hold out."
The bunny man must have heard it too, because he stopped destroying the door. Then he turned his back and dragged the body of Haley, my poor friend, out of the house and disappeared in the dark.
Even though I was the survivor, I had been traumatized for a long time, and that was why I ended up in a mental hospital.
Good job, Lila. You are now eligible for hospital discharge. If you need anything, just contact us.
No, Lila! No, no, no!
Thank you.